Welcome to We Shoot, We Score. I'm your host, Blakely, and this is your favorite soccer podcast. So today we're going to be talking about Crystal Dunn, and Crystal Dunn is my special guest's favorite soccer player. She got to choose who we're going to research, and Crystal Dunn is amazing, super fun to research, and a super nice person. But before we get into more of that, we have our Soccer World Records of the Day. But before we get into that, we have a special surprise guest, Bria. Welcome.
Hi.
To We Shoot, We Score. Everyone, this is Bria. She is a soccer lover like me and hopefully you. Maybe not you, but you just like listening to the podcast, I hope. Either way, she is going to be here to learning about Crystal Dunn, because she knows all sorts of stuff, and I learned a ton of stuff, and so we're just going to share all of that with you today. But before we get started, now we're actually going to get back into our regular routine. We have our three Soccer World Records of the Day, and I'm going to pass it on over to Bria. She has our first one.
So for our first world record is Messi with the most assists. He has 378.
Which is really cool, because that proves, like, yes, Messi has a ton of goals, which is awesome, super helpful to his team, and just great. But it proves that he's a nice person and even a better player, that he has this many assists, because that means that he cares about his teammates and he lets them have their moment, too. He's not just like, oh, I'm going to take the ball because I'm the best and I'm just going to score a goal all the time. He lets his, like, obviously.
I like your Messi voice. Oh, yum.
Well, obviously, he plays with really good players, so obviously he can trust them, and also he just lets them have their moment, too, because they don't have the same amount of goals as him. He has set records because of how many goals and, like, all this stuff, but he cares about his teammates and other people getting their moment, which is really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so for our second one, I will read this one. It's most goals in a domestic league. This was 606 by Pele, who Pele is one of Bria's favorites also, along with mine. He is super cool. He was
my favorite legend.
Yeah, he was so cool. He broke so many records, and how he just, I don't know, I can't even. There is, since this is our second episode, there is going to be a future episode of Pele. So be sure to be looking out for that, because it's sure to be a fun one. Okay, and for our third and final Soccer World Record of the Day, we have richest soccer player. This is Fake Paokia with $20
billion. Billion?
Yeah.
What would you need?
I don't even know what you could spend $20 billion on, honestly. Charity would be a good one, definitely. I'm sure Messi would. That would. Yeah, he would, definitely. And, I don't know. That is a lot of money. Hopefully he spends it wisely.
Yes.
Investments. Okay. Okay, so now what you're all here to hear about, back on track, right? Crystal Dunn. So here we go. Crystal Dunn is 32 years old. She was born July 3rd, 1992 in New Hyde Park, New York. Okay. This part, I don't know why. She just doesn't seem like a city person to me. Not that that's a whole other different person.
You but always say this about people. You're always like, this person doesn't seem like a city person. That person does. This.
Well, I don't know. It's not a whole completely different person. I'm just saying she seems like a small town girl to me. I don't know. But she doesn't live in New York anymore. She was just born there. So I guess that doesn't really affect it at all. I mean, a little, but. She is married to Pierre Soubrier. They were married in 2018. She's 5'1". Okay, when you watch her on the field and she's playing, she does not look 5'1". She looks way taller than that. She is tiny. 5'1" is tiny. Obviously, it doesn't affect how
she plays,
though.
That's like how tall you are.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess it's, like, kind of common for soccer players to be on the shorter side. Like, they don't have to be, but lots of people are, like, if they're, they play soccer. But
like, they're not, like, LeBron James, bro, like 7 feet tall.
There's definitely some tall ones, too. I'm not saying you have to be short to play soccer. I'm just saying more commonly. So, yeah, 5'1", pretty crazy. Her current teams are the USWNT, and her pro team that she plays for is Gotham FC. She attended Southside High School and the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill for college. This was from 2010 to 2013. And actually, I know of several soccer players that have attended North Carolina at Chapel Hill for their college. I won't spoil it yet because those episodes are coming later, but they will be in there. There's several ones that have gone there. So she went for 3 years. She has one sibling. His name is Henry Dunn. Her parents are Vincent and Rhonda Dunn. She is number 19 for the USWNT, and she plays midfield and defense. For Gotham FC, she is number 19 as well, and she plays midfield. This girl, she can play every position you ask her to. It's crazy. Am I right? Like, obviously she has her strengths in mostly, like, mid and forward, but she can play defense too. I've seen
mostly
her play
wing.
Defense. Yeah, mostly.
She plays mostly left wing.
But seriously, she can play anywhere. She is such a crucial player because obviously she has her strength. She has her strength in her position as a winger, but she's still really strong in the other positions too. So that's really lucky for teams to have her.
She's just a strong player.
Yeah, she is. She's really strong. She has won a World Cup alongside her team in 2019. She played in 6 games. So honestly, both of her teams are so lucky to have her, right?
Yeah. Totally.
She is so good, and she seems like such a nice person.
I just love to watch her.
Yeah, you guys have to watch Crystal Dunn play. She is amazing, and she can play anywhere, like I said. So, honestly, awesome to watch.
Yeah.
She seems so nice, too.
Yeah, she does. I don't know why I say that about every person, but I feel like she's, actually...
Well, especially. I don't know. Yeah. She just seems so nice.
She
competed in the 2023 World Cup and 2 Olympics. She is an Olympic gold medal holder. Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop.
In 2023, she was nominated for U.S. Soccer Female of the Year, and she totally deserved it. For all the things that she's done to help her team and just being
totally.
A good person, she totally deserved it. I am not surprised at all. Okay, and this next part is actually... really surprising to me. She started playing soccer in high school in New Hyde Park, New York. So I guess she did kind of grow up in New York, but that is totally off topic again. That's so crazy. Like, most of these professional players start when they're really young, but she didn't. But that didn't affect her, obviously, because she's just as good as everyone else and better than lots of people, too, at soccer that have started when they were younger.
Yeah.
She just had the talent and she had the work ethic and she made it happen.
Yeah. I feel like she would be, like, one of the, like, most competitive, but, like, nice, you know, like...
Totally.
Like, competitive, like... but then, like, after the game, good job and everything.
Yeah.
You know?
So,
like, that's a perfect soccer player.
Yeah. So, for high school, she played forward and mid, as usual, and she was team captain for 2 years, which I could totally see. She's super nice and competitive and can play everywhere. Again, seriously, total...
leader and is, like, supportive.
She was meant for that spot.
Yes.
Honestly. She and her team won state championships in 2006, 2007, and 2009. So, winning stuff even in high school. So, her team was good, and she had just started, but she was playing well. She played on club teams as well, such as Albertson Fury, RUC Tornadoes, and RVS Power. So, 3 different club teams. She has the longest active streak of playing in the Olympics and Women's World Cup on her U.S. team. So just, like, back-to-back. Not back-to-back, but, you know, like, repetitively, every time there is one, she's played in it, and she has the longest streak on the team, which is crazy because everyone on that team is so good.
She's not even that old, either.
No, she's only 32.
Yeah.
Wow. As for her international career, she has played for the U.S., U-17, U-18, and U-20, and the U.S. team. So U-17, U-18, U-20, those are all, like, younger programs that have, like, really good potential players, and they are the players that move on to play in the U.S. team. I mean, not all of the players on the U.S. women's team have, like, started on the younger teams, but lots of them have because they, like, get noticed on those teams and, like, oh, we could use them on our real team. Like, not that those aren't real teams, but, you know, the team. So, yeah, that's
definitely
a good program to have because they get lots of good players from those. She played collegiate soccer for the Carolina Tar Heels from 2010 to 2013, and she got the 2012 Herman Trophy for Best College Soccer Player. Keep in mind, she had just started soccer when she was in high school, so she has, like, 4 years of high school soccer underneath her belt, and then a few of college. Even, I don't know if this was her freshman year or not. I couldn't find that, but I do know that she is still not new to soccer, but has been playing for less than most of the professional players would have been if they were at her age playing in college, and she got this award. So, best college soccer player. There are some good college soccer players that go on to play pro. That is
That's
crazy.
Boys and girls?
I don't know. I couldn't find that either, but either way,
yeah,
pretty
either
crazy.
Way, that's pretty insane.
She was
really awesome.
She was chosen first overall by the Washington Spirit in 2014 NWSL College Draft. So out of all these amazing players that can play on this professional team, she was number one. and she's still pretty young. Crazy. And again, with less experience than most of these players that are going against her, like these other players on the draft, probably most of them started when they were like 6 or younger, or maybe even a little older than that, but most of them not in high school, and she's number one draft pick. So obviously she did the work and she had some talent. In 2015, she won NWSL Most Valuable Player and the Golden Boot Award, making her the youngest player to win both at 23 years old. So even at 23,
that's young.
At 23, she was already making all of these accomplishments, and she still has been at 32. So she's going to keep on going. All right, and that is all I have for you today. But I'm going to hand it over to Bria. She has some facts that are not all that soccer-related, but they are just funny facts about Krista Dunn. I mean, a few of them are soccer-related, but... All right.
I don't think any of them are.
Oh, really?
She is considered one of the best dancers on the U.S. women's national team.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty crazy. Like, I don't know. It's not that I couldn't see her being a dancer, but I could definitely see her more hip-hop than, like, ballet. Not that she can't be graceful, but she just seems so tough and aggressive and on the field. I just could not see that.
No.
But I guess I can't. I mean, you have to be tough to do ballet,
just
too.
Her cause, out like, in her ballet shoes on the soccer field. Oh, we won!
Yeah.
As she spins around.
I don't know. I
don't see that.
I don't know either. All right, what you got next?
She has pet chickens in her backyard in Portland, Oregon.
So in like Oregon, Portland is a big city in Oregon, and she has chickens in her backyard. That's funny. That is like crazy. I don't know. I could not see that either. And she has one son named Marcel. He was born May 20th, 2022. So as of right now, he is only 2 years old.
Her favorite athletes are LeBron James and Serena Williams.
Yeah, so I guess she is a basketball fan and a tennis fan. But it's not surprising because everyone knows LeBron James. He's just the super tall guy that plays basketball, and he's good, and everyone knows him. I'm not a basketball fan, but I know him. And Serena Williams, I am not a tennis fan either. I don't know any tennis players' names except for Serena Williams, so they're definitely good choices.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. All right. Well, that is all we have for you on Crystal Dunn today. Thank you so much for joining us. Hopefully, we'll see Bria coming back in a few episodes in the future. So be sure to be looking out for that and more episodes to come. This is We Shoot, We Score. I hope you follow and download. And be sure to watch for more episodes. They will be coming. Thank you so much. See you later.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.